Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff O'Brien. I'm the host of Break Out Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. So excited to have you on the call. We're on part two of You're the Prize. In our first show, we covered the dynamics of self-esteem, self-worth, and self-discipline, relating it to knowing who you are, whose you are, and what you have to offer value, and how you don't have to sell yourself short on anything, whether it's your dreams, your goals, relationships, friendships, any key integral relationships in your life to drive you forward. Remember when you were younger and you had the cereal box, or my favorite was the Cracker Jack box, we would care more about the prize inside than we would the box. And many times we allow people and we treat ourselves like we're the box versus caring ourselves as if we're the prize. And so we're continuing with that, and we focused on self in part one. Today in part two, we're going to focus on being selfless. So we're focusing on others. So number one is selfless esteem. Number two is selfless worth. And number three is selfless discipline. And then looking at how that will allow us to be more of a prize. Once you get yourself together, the greatest sign of maturity is when you can discipline yourself before someone else has to. And I think if there was a companion definition to maturity, is someone who can esteem others higher than themselves. And so when I talk about selfless esteem, a selfless thing focused on you. When you're being selfless, you're esteeming other people. You're building them up. I've learned in relationships, whether it's male, female, to esteem people, focus on their strengths, and build them from the areas where they're weak. But if you esteem people, not compete with them, not argue with them, you don't always have to be right. You don't always have to make your point. First, you have to seek to understand instead of always seeking to be understood. If you're trying to build people, really listening to and hearing what they're saying and not simply waiting for them to hurry up and finish talking. And these things prove to people that you value them, you value what they're saying, and it shows that they matter. You want people to know that they matter and that they're important and that they have a value to bring to the table. And this is the selfishness. This is showing people that they care. You're building a self-esteem of others, and that is something so integral in the large scheme of life, and proving that you're the prize because you have enough in you to allow the overflow to come from you to build someone else. Ultimately, many times in life, we may be an ocean trying to fill up a shot glass, and where people are overflowing and we're flooding them. But when you have so much in you, you can give. An ocean can never run out of water. It can always fill up a shot glass, a bottle of milk, a 2-gallon jug of milk, because you have it to give. So please keep that in mind as you move forward, that you have something to give to people, not just people giving to you. And I want you to be able to esteem others, not because you can get something out of it, not because they can give you a connection, they can help build your network, or you're trying to get something for selfish gain, but you want it to be because they matter, and it's just the right thing to do. The second thing is selfless worth. Selfless worth is being able to be selfless and acknowledging that you know you're something, you have worth to give, but esteeming someone is intangible, but when I look at selfless worth, you're doing tangible things to show them that they're worth it, whether you're taking them to dinner or to lunch or for coffee, to do something tangible. I like to anonymously buy lunch or dinner or coffee for someone behind me or someone at a table that I think needs to know that they're worth it, that they matter. At the end of the day, people want to know that they matter, that they're loved, that they're supported, that they're appreciated. So that worth emanates when you do tangible things. The selfless esteem is intangible, what you say and how you kind of treat people. And the selfless work is something tangible that you physically do, gift giving, acts of service, so that people can quantify that they know they're worth it. And that's something showing that you're the prize because you're able to give a gift and you're able to share who you are beyond yourself. It's one thing to buy yourself expensive things, another thing to give people less expensive gifts. Now, how about sacrificing months for you and getting someone else an expensive gift and just really showing them? And it's not about gift giving, but really doing for people because they matter. And there's nothing worse than someone who saves their best for themselves and always gives you what they have left. Sometimes you should give people your best, and then what you have left, you make do with it because you've had enough. You're in the overflow point of your life, or you're not operating out of a deficit. So you can give to someone because they ultimately deserve it. And you give them things that will allow them to feel special because you know that you are living the life you want to live and you want to see them live it. And so you help them by showing them tangibly. So this is something that you choose to do. And I always tell people, don't worry about what other people say about you giving for others. Never let people create your world. They'll always make it too small. Never let people create your world. They'll always make it too small. You can speak life to people because too many people in relationships and friendships have died by words. And so the third thing is selfless discipline. Being able to give to someone in a way that you follow through on what you say you're going to do, that you're disciplined in your approach to people, and that your actions are congruent with what you're saying. So you're disciplined in such a way that not only are you intangible and tangibly doing things for people to build their esteem and their worth, but your discipline is that and such that you take the same measure of expediency that you do yourself with others. You say you want to email something to help their cause, then you take discipline in that approach. So now the culmination of showing people that you're the prize because they're like, wow, this person values me so much. They feel that they're the number one person on your list, and you may have 100 people, but they feel like they're number one. That is something of value that no one can pay for, and that is something that people will always love you for and always appreciate you for. You're creating instant success. Measurable success. You're giving people magic by what you do. And whether it's personal or professional or even in intimate relationships and platonic friendships, magic makes the difference when you treat people in such a way that they remember the treatment. No one can deny treatment. And when you give to someone else, you ultimately will reap what you give. And nothing's a competition. Sometimes in life, let someone else win. Let someone else know what victory is. What it's like to sit at the head table, what it's like to drive in nice things, see finer things. That's making a difference. My personal quote is, my success in life hinges on the success of those around me. I know that I'll be a multimillionaire, but I want to produce 10 millionaires. These are the things that you want to do in the life of people to get them to go to the next level. It has to be more about others than it is about you. Otherwise, that's a selfish purview instead of a selfless purview. These are things that will ultimately show that people matter. Many times we do not show people that they matter. We do not identify the ways in which they matter. It's one thing you tell me you love me. It's another thing to tell me why you love me, to tell me how you love me. One of the things I love about Leo, he says, a loving relationship is one in which the loved one is free to be himself, to laugh with me, but never at me, to cry with me, but never because of me, to love life, to love himself, to love being loved. Such a relationship is based upon freedom and can never grow in a jealous heart. An amazing thing to ponder. Depth of love and how we show people love daily, to show them that there's something of worth. Pablo Neruda, in the 100 Love Sonnet, says this: I love you without knowing how or when or from where. Love you simply without problems or pride. I love you in this way because I do not know any other way of loving but this, in which there is no I or you, so intimate that your hand upon my chest is my hand, so intimate that when I fall asleep, your eyes close. This type of love is a deep love that cannot be explained. It can only be felt. Are people feeling your impact in their life? Do they know they're the prize as well? Because if you're the prize, you can only produce what you are. So if there's a prize inside of you, then you should be pulling out the prize inside of others. And you know what? That may be difficult at times because most people don't know that there's a prize inside of them. So you have to reveal it through the essence of what you believe in them. And you may have to raffle some people to prove to them that it's in them. But they will thank you in the end because often people are put down and berated and told and never told what they can do. So you want to do it in such a way, know that they matter, they know that they're valued and they're valuable. All these things you're capable of because you're the prize. And anyone that's ever won a prize, they know that the journey was worth more than the trophy. And so it's no problem to give away the prize because you had the experience. Share your experience, share your love, let people know that they matter because you have it to give. My time is up. I thank you for yours. My name is John L. Barron, and I believe in you. Never forget, good day or bad day, you're still the prize.